You're listening to SBS News.
An apology from the Queensland Premier for a family in grief.
And of course, we're very sorry for the distress that the family is going through at the moment and has experienced. And to the people of Blackwater, thank you very much for cooperating. And we have to take the advice of health at the time, and that rapid response was deployed.
Anastasia Palaszczuk says she understands the community is distressed by what turned out to be a false positive test, but says authorities were right to act as quickly as they did.
We have to take the health advice at the time, and if we don't act and it ends up being worse, then we would be negligent for not acting. So I really thank the community for their understanding, and once again, I do express my sympathies to the family for the loss of their loved one.
30-year-old Nathan Turner was found dead in the home he shared with his fiancée in the central Queensland mining town of Blackwater last Wednesday. Not only was he reported at the time to be the youngest Australian to die from COVID-19, his case was also the first to be identified in the regional town. Having shown flu-like symptoms for the last month prior to his death, health authorities conducted an initial test which showed a positive result for the virus. But official autopsy results have now returned a negative result. Close contacts of Nathan Turner have been told they can now come out of quarantine. In total, 605 people were tested at fever clinics set up to trace the virus. Queensland's Chief Health Officer, Dr. Jeanette Young, says an attempt had been made to have a second test done on the day of Nathan Turner's death.
Unfortunately, because the gentleman had been dead for several hours at that point, the test was contaminated with blood, so therefore it was an invalid test. And when he arrived in Brisbane a few days later, more tests were done. Unfortunately, we know at that stage that the tests could be negative because the virus is denatured during that time. So I don't believe there was anything more that could have been done that night. I had a positive test result in the context of a gentleman who had had a four-week history of a flu-like illness.
She says it's a relief to know there is no community transmission in Blackwater, but says ultimately it may never be known if Mr. Turner really had COVID-19.
Unfortunately, I don't think we'll ever know the answer to that question. There are two potential answers here. One is that it was a false positive. The other is that it was a true positive, and we won't know which it was. But I am confident about the actions that were taken on that night to protect the community of Blackwater. It is extremely rare to get a false positive, but extremely rare things happen.
Queensland reported no new domestic cases, but one case of the virus acquired overseas was detected in the last 24 hours, involving a 41-year-old woman who acquired the virus after travelling through Africa. The woman was infectious while she was on the plane back to Australia, and the other passengers remain in mandatory hotel quarantine. Meanwhile, Victoria reported 10 new cases, with a kindergarten teacher in McLeod Preschool in Melbourne's northeast among them. That has forced at least 12 students and 8 staff members to go into self-isolation, bringing the number of schools affected in Melbourne to 3. 2 students, one from Keilor Downs Secondary and another from Holy Eucharist Primary, tested positive for the virus last week, resulting in hundreds of people in Melbourne's northwest going into isolation. Victoria's Deputy Chief Health Officer, Dr. Annalise van Diemen, has reassured Victorians that no cases had yet been spread within the schools themselves.
We haven't seen it spreading within schools. All of our cases thus far have been teachers or students who have acquired the illness outside of the school. And we will continue to be precautionary. We will continue not to take any chances. And the idea of closing the schools for those times to do the cleaning, to undertake the appropriate levels of contact tracing, is so that we don't see spread among schools.
One of the new Victorian cases included a carer at the Embracia Aged Care Home in Reservoir. 4 more people have also been connected to the Ridges Hotel on Swanston Street near the CBD. 6 new cases have been reported in New South Wales, bringing the state total to 3,104. The new cases were discovered amongst the overseas travellers in hotel quarantine. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says the detection of those cases shows the system is working to track the virus.
What that shows is that our border controls remain absolutely vital to protecting Australia. In an earlier three-day period that the Department of Health's Epidemiology Unit has provided to me, 30 out of 43 cases came from overseas and have come through either the hotel quarantine or the navigation and shipping protections that have been put in place, in this case, in Western Australia. So all of these things are protecting Australians.
He says even as the number of new cases declines, people must not become complacent, particularly as more employees return to the workplace.
Our transmission rates within the community are minimal. We see some occasional cases in other states, but very, very few. Victoria is the only state that has had any. Caution about our behaviours. We must maintain our physical distancing. Workplaces, public transport, all of these systems have developed ways of people keeping their distance. And in particular, respect our seniors. Our seniors are our most vulnerable.
The number of Australians who have downloaded the COVID Safe app has reached 6.175 million. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.